أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. By the grace of Allah and with His name, we are beginning our study of Surah Yunus. But before we begin with the text of this surah, please note two points. Number one, this place is the meeting place of two blessing things. Qiran al-Sa'dain. I told you two types of groupings among the surahs. The Ahzab or the Manazil, for facilitating the Muslims to complete their recitation of the whole Quran in 1 week. So 7 parts, having full surahs. So here we are beginning with the third manzil. First manzil or Hizb, Surah Al-Fatiha, then Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Al-Nisa. Then the second started, it had 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Anfal, Surah Al-Tawbah. So two Ahzab completed. Third is starting with Surah Al-Yunus. The second type of grouping of Makki Madani. The first one consists of Surah Al-Fatiha and Makki, and then 4 Madani surahs. The second, 2 Makkis, Al-An'am, Wal-A'raf, and 2 Madanis, Al-Anfal and Al-Tawbah. They also completed with Surah Al-Tawbah. And here the third group is starting. So this is the meeting place of these two groupings of the surahs. Qiran al-Sa'dain. Now this third group, which is starting from Surah Al-Yunus, it has 14 surahs Makki. Only one, that is Surah Al-Nur, this Madani. It's one of the longest groups of Makki Madani surahs. The more peculiar thing about this group of Makki surahs is there are small groups, subgroups of 3 surahs. 2 of them, they are in pairs. They are similar to each other, reciprocal to each other, and they go to make a pair. Third one is munfarid, peculiar, individual. So there are subgroups comprising of 3 surahs. Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, they go to make a pair. Then Surah Yusuf, it's a very peculiar surah in the whole of the Quran. It only gives the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam from the very beginning till the end. It's very peculiar. Then you know second group, Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah Ibrahim, they go to make a pair. But then Surah Al-Hijr is absolutely different in style. And so on. We can see this thing as we progress. But these 3 points must be noted. Number one, with Surah Yunus begins the third manzil or fifth, and also the third Makki Madani surah group. And the 14 surahs of this group, which are Makki, they are subdivided into subgroups comprising each of 3 surahs, except the last one. Now as for this first group, Surah Yunus and Surah Hud, both the names are of 2 messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing is similar to them in their names. And that in the 6 surahs now, they will have Alif Lam Ra. 5 Alif Lam Ra, 1 Alif Lam Mim Ra. So this is going to be the alphabet starting alphabet of these surahs. Now both these surahs, they are named on the names of 2 messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the reciprocal ratio between these 2? You will find the Surah Yunus has total 11 rukus. Out of those, only 2, they consist of Amba or Rasul, the stories of the messengers. Just the reverse in Surah Hud. It consists of 10 rukus, and more than 6, they consist of Amba or Rasul, the important news of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, in Surah Yunus, you will find Hazrat Nuh discussed only in half ruku. And one and a half devoted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You will find the reverse in Surah Hud. Hazrat Nuh has two rukus. And Hazrat Musa is only just mentioned. So the reverse, the converse ratio proportion, reciprocal. So this is a sign of their being in pairs. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alif lam ra. These are huruf al-muqatta'at. These are pronounced with separately, and so they are called, they are the broken into pieces. Not pronounced as alif lam mim alam, no. Alif lam mim. Alif lam ra alar, no. Alif lam ra. Now the meanings of these broken alphabets, exact meanings we don't know. There are conjectures from some of the scholars, but I don't have time to, you know, mention them here. What is agreed upon by all the scholars is that no sure and definite meanings are known to us. It's a sort of secret between Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tilka ayat al-kitab al-hakim. These are the ayat of a book full of wisdom, or a book which is fortified and mature. Ha, kaf, meen, this root comes for something which is strong. Istihkam, mustahkam, something which is strong. So, Kitabul Hakim, this book is very strong. This is fortified. La yatihil batilu, min baina yadayhi wa la min khalfihi. Falsehood cannot attack it, neither from the front nor from the back. So, it is a strong, fortified book. And the other meaning, that it is book of wisdom. Atana linnasi ajaban an awayna ila rajulun minhum. Has this thing become very wondering and strange to the people that we have sent revelation to a man from among themselves and under in nas that warn the people, wabashri mu'mineen, and give glad tidings to the believers, anna lahum qadama sittin inda rabbihim, that for them there is a very sure footing with their Lord. قَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَصَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ. This appears to be very strange to them. They are wondering, and these unbelievers, they said, these disbelievers, rejectors, verily it is a clear sorcerer. He is a clear sorcerer or a magician. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. This subject is repeated in the Quran many times. Verily, your Lord is Allah, who created all the heaven and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then He mounted the throne. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. Ordaining the affairs. مَا مِنْ شَقِيٍّ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ إِذْنِهِ. There is no intercessor except after His permission. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That is Allah, your Lord. Such is Allah, your Lord. Such is the high position of Allah, your Lord. Fa'budu. So, make ibadah to Him, subserve Him, love Him, obey Him, worship Him. Afala tazakkarun. So, don't you get reminded? Don't you have all the testimony of this within your souls? And are you not reminded? إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيًّا. To Him is your return, all of you. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا. This is a promise of Allah which is binding on Him. لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. It is actually a binding promise on Allah. إِنَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. It is He who originates the life and who originates the creation, and then He repeats. لَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And He will repeat this creation high. So that He rewards those who come to believe and who do good deeds, بِالْقِسْطِ. This reward should be with full justice. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ. And for those who reject, who disbelieve, for them will be drink of boiling water. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. And very painful torment due to the kufr that they were doing. They have been doing. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء. It is He who made the sun shining. والقمر نورا. And he made the moon a light. وقدره منازلا. And he has fixed for it, measured out stages for the moon, so that you must know the number of the years. لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. And actually for this, one moon's cycle goes to make 1 month, then makes 1 year, and so you form the calendar. والحساب and reckoning of time. ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق. Allah has not created all these things, but with a definite design, a definite purpose. يُفَسِّرُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. And he is explaining his revelations, he details his revelations for those who know or who want to know. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Verily, in the alternation of night and day, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the heaven and the earth, there are signs, لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ, for those who have some fear of God in them, who have some, you know, moral sense in them, who have some sense of responsibility in them. So all these things, they are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon. Very profound ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. All these physical phenomena, they are signs. Signs of Allah's greatness, signs of His omnipotence, signs of His complete knowledge, signs of His complete wisdom. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. This term, يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, this is very, so to say, key word of this surah. It will be repeated many a times. Those who don't hope to meet us. You know, if they have some sense that they will come to us one day, it is something else. For them, the gates and the ways and paths of guidance will be opened. But those who have no sense, no idea that they will meet their Lord. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they became contented with the life of this world. People, see, whose souls are alive, they feel that this doesn't appear to be all. There must be something else. A thirst in their souls for something else. This is appearance. There seems to be some reality behind it. So these people whose souls are alive, in them their spirits have not died. They have a feeling within them, a thirst. That is why. Why did the people go to the courts, to the jungles, to the deserts? Why this siyaha? Why this rahbaniya? Going to the caves, meditating over there, putting all the hardships on them. Why? Because there is a thirst in the human soul that it knows someone has created us and I want to be nearer and nearer to Him. So all these people, and because this is a universal phenomenon, west, east, everywhere, you find these people. So this is a proof that there is some yearning, some incentive in man, some thirst, something that he wants to love and know. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. As for those who don't have any such urge, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they are fully contented and satisfied with this world. They are fully engrossed. They are totally lost in this world. وَطْمَنُّوا بِهَا. They are very fully satisfied with it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And those who don't pay any heed to our signs and symbols, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. They are they, the abode of whom will be fire. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Because of what they had been earning. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the contrary, those who believe and do good deeds. Yahdihim Rabbuhum bi imanihim. Their Lord will take them and lead them to the place. Which place? Due to their iman, due to their belief, due to their faith. Tajri min tahtihimul anhar. The place that underneath them, the rivers will be flowing. Fi jannatin na'im. And those are the jannat, are the gardens of bliss. Da'wahum fiha subhanakallahumma. Their prayer therein will be subhanakallahumma. O Allah, be thou glorified. But tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. And their greetings in that Jannah will be salam. Assalamu alaikum. Wa akhiru da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the last of their prayer would be, the ending verse of their prayer would be, wa akhiru da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise be to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. These are the words often repeated by callers who are delivering a sermon or a lecture on religious subject. They say in the end, آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Whatever we have said, in the end our prayer is to Lord, and that is أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وَلَوْ يُعَجَّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ السَّرَّ اسْتِعْجَالِهِمْ. If Allah wants to hasten unto mankind the ill that they earn, سَرَّ اسْتِعْجَالِهِمْ بِالْخَيْرِ, the way they want to have very soon the good, لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ. There, you know, fixed time must have been concluded by now. You know, man wants that he should get everything good very soon, very soon, very soon. But actually he is earning something which is bad for him. If Allah also hastens to reward him, he would have been finished by now. وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ. The way they want good to come to them early, if Allah sends to them the result of their ill deeds with the same speed, they would have been finished by this time. لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَانَا. Again the same verse. So we shall leave these people who don't hope to meet us. فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. We shall leave them advancing in their rebellion blindly. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. And when some affliction touches the man, he calls upon us, prays to us, دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ, lying on his side, أَوْ قَاعِدًا, or when he is sitting, أَوْ قَائِمًا, or standing. In every condition he prays, oh Allah, please deliver me from this. Please take this ill thing from me, this affliction from me. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ. And when we removed this affliction, when we have removed this affliction from him, مَرَّا قَالَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّ مَسَّهُ. Then he passes by as if he never had prayed to us for any affliction that had come to him. He just forgets that I had been praying so much to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now because that distress is gone, affliction is removed, so he just forgets. كَذَلِكَ تُجِّنَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In this way, for these people, the aggressors who exceed the limits, مُشْرِكِينَ, their deeds have been made beautiful. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. And we destroyed so many generations before you because of their transgression. This is the reference to قوم هود, قوم صالح, قوم نوح, etc. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. To them came their messengers with clear teachings, clear signs, clear miracles. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. But they were not to believe. Whatever signs were shown to them, they were never to believe. كَذَلِكَ نَجِّي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And this way we recompense and reward the criminals, those who are guilty. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. After them, we made you the vicegerents on earth. مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. After them, لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. So that we see how do you behave. This mode of expression appeared before also. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. فَنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Here it is. We shall see now what do you do. Now you have been placed at the helm of affairs. We delivered you, O Pakistani Muslims, from the Britishers and the Hindus, Now we are seeing what you are doing. Nandu rakhaika kamalu. Vaidha tikla alayhim ayatuna bayyin atin. And when our clear and shining ayat are recited unto them, revelations. Qala allatheena la yarjuna liqa'ana, again we heard. I've been emphasizing time and again that this iman bil akhirah is most crucial. If it is there, howsoever weak it is, if it is there, you know, you can hope that the man, you know, will be guided. If not now immediately, at some later time. But if he doesn't have any idea of akhirah, so you just forget about him. He is not going to pay any heed to whatever he thinks or whatever preachings you do to him. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا اِتْلِ قُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا. Oh Muhammad, bring some other Quran. This Quran is not acceptable to us. It's too rigid. We can't accept it. اِتْلِ قُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا. If you bring another Quran which is not so rigid, no strict, then we may be reaccepted. أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ. Or you may change it in it. There must be some amendments. As such, it is not acceptable to us. It's too rigid. Too demanding. قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا إِلَى قُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلُهُ قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي. Tell them, it's not possible for me to change it, to amend it on my own. إِنَّ اتَّبِعَ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Now this is the position of the Prophet himself. I follow whatever is revealed to me. I am myself subservient to it. I have to follow it. I have to observe it myself. It is not my own imagination. I am not the author. Had I been the author, I could have amended it. It is being revealed to me. And I myself have to observe it. In attabi'a illa ma yuha ilayya, inni akhafu in asaytu rabbi azaba yawmin aseem. Even I fear from my Lord the chastisement and the punishment of the mighty day, if I also disobey him. Kullahu sha Allahu ma talatuhu. Tell them, had Allah willed so, I would not have recited this Quran unto you. Because he made me to do it. I am forced to do it. It's my duty to do it. Ma talatuhu alaykum wala adraakum bihi. Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it known to you. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمَرًا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. I have lived among you a whole life. 40 years of my life passed with you. Was I a poet? Did I ever try to become an orator? Was I practice something, rahbaniya, and going out getting some teachings and instructions from some holy people? Have you ever seen me going to any rabbis or any of the chiefs, the priests or the sorcerers? Have you seen any section with me? فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمَرًا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. I have lived among you a whole life. 40 years is a full life. فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you think and don't you understand? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. This ayah has come repeatedly. Who is more evildoer, more transgressor, than who concocts something and attributes it to Allah? If he is himself forging, composing something and saying it is from Allah, he is the biggest criminal. And in the same way, or kazzaba bi ayatihi, the person who is rejecting or denying the revelations of Allah, real revelations, he is also among the most cruel. Innahu la yuflihu al-mujrimun, and such, you know, criminals will not prosper, will not be successful. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they worship besides Allah or leaving Allah those deities who can't do any harm to them, nor they can bring any benefit for them. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. This is very important. That was the basic shirk of those mushrikeen of Arabia. It's not that they didn't believe in Allah. They had all the belief in Allah. We find in Quran so many times. But I shall tell man khalaqa as-samawati wal ardha layaqulunna Allah. If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say, Allah. They believed in Allah. Only along with Allah they believed in small goddesses. And they thought they are very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if they intercede, we will be saved due to their intercession. That was the main shirk that they were committing. And now see, are we not committing the same shirk? How many Muslims are not committing it? So actually, only the outward form has changed. The essence is the same. The same mistake, the same wrong path, form has changed, essence is the same. وَيَقُولُونَ هَاوْلَا شُفَعَاوْنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ And they say, these deities, these gods and goddesses, they are our intercessors with Allah. قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Very beautiful. When in human affairs, when you intercede to somebody, about somebody, what do you say? The facts on the file are somewhat different, but I know that the real case is something else. If you go to a judge, the facts on the file are different. But I know this person is not a culprit. He has not committed this crime. But can anybody tell this to Allah? That I know more than you? So how can there be any intercession? There's no basis for intercession. He knows everything more than you. He knows everything more than anybody else. So can anybody go and say to him, oh, he is a different person, please, I know him. Who are you to say that? قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ You want to tell Allah that he doesn't know in all the heavens and the earth? سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Glory to him and most exalted is he from all these associations that they have concocted. عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ is much higher, much exalted. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا This is again very important, you know, the philosophy of history according to Quran. The general philosophy of history today you have that the human beings were absolutely illiterate, absolutely ignorant, they knew nothing, they were worshipping everything, the plants and everything, the snakes, whatever that harmed them, they started worshipping them. And whatever they thought, you know, it's beneficial to us, well, sun gives us the heat and all these things, our crops, they ripen due to the sun, so they just bowed before the sun and prostrated. So as if, you know, the human race started with ignorance. This is absolutely contrary to the fact. The history of human race started with light. The first human was the Prophet himself, Hazrat Adam. First human and the same person, the Prophet of Allah. So the start of the human race was with guidance, not the wrong path. كَانَ النَّاسُ مَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً In the beginning, all humanity was one community. That community was on Tawheed. فَاخْتَلَفُوا Afterwards they differed. This is the basis of a philosophy, the correct basis of a philosophy, which is termed Wahdatul Adyan. This is correct in this sense, that the origin of all religions is the same. Started from the one stem, but then they dragged it out. Judaism went there, Christianity went there, in the same way Hinduism went there somewhere else. Why it is just impossible that there was no guided people in India? They were also, prophets were sent to that region also. There can be no reason their prophets were not sent. They were also on the right path in the beginning, but actually all this branching has taken place from the one step of that tree of guidance. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسَ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ Had there been not decision about the period of testing, for every ummah we have fixed the period of testing. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ Had that decision not been made earlier, مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ It would have been decided about all the differences. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a limit. Till that doomsday, okay, Hindus going, which way you like, you can go. Use which way you have selected for yourself, well, go ahead. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world for testing. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. This choice and freedom has been given to humanity. So, whichever way they like, they can go. وَيَقُولُونَ هَلَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. The same thing which we have been reading in Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. And they say, why has not been some miracle sent on him? Some clear miracle. Ayah. Ayah here means miracle, sign. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا. Tell them, all the unseen is in the hands of Allah. He can send the miracle whenever he likes, but if he doesn't like, but I don't have the power to show you the miracle. Clear. فَانْتَظِرُوا. So, wait. إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. I am also with you waiting. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the miracle. But as we have seen in Surah Al-An'am, we are not going to show them those miracles. The only miracle is this Quran. Whosoever wants to take the guidance, he can have it from Quran. No physical signs, no visible miracles will be shown. وَإِذَا عَلَقْنِ النَّاسِ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَرَّا مَسَّتُمْ إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا. And when we make man taste of our mercy, after some infliction had touched him, when a man was in distress, you know, he was diseased or something else, he was in distress, he was calling Allah and calling Allah and calling Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed. And he has made him taste his mercy. Now what he does? إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا. They take to plotting against our revelation. Now they start. Instead of accepting our wahi, accepting our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they are up and doing against our own revelations. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَصْلَعُ مَكْرًا. Tell them, Allah is much more swift in his plannings and in plottings. إِنَّ رُسُلَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ. Our messengers, that is the angels, are writing and recording what plannings and plottings you are doing. As we have read in Surah Al-Anfal, they were plotting whether we should imprison him, لَيَسْبُقُوكَ, or لَيَقْتُلُوكَ, or we should kill him, or we should expel him from Makkah. What should we do? All these things, our messengers, our angels, kiraman kateleen, with every person, they are there and they are writing and recording what they are doing. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is he who makes you travel, who makes the traveling easy for you in the land as well as the sea. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. And when you are in a ship or a boat, وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, and a very pleasant and fair breeze it is going on with them. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. And they are rejoicing. Very favorable weather, a very favorable wind blowing, slow wind, breeze. جَاتْهَا رِيْهٌ عَاصِفٌ. Suddenly, a stormy wind overcomes them. وَجَاهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the waves are attacking them from all the sides. The waves are coming because a stormy wind has started. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they think they have been circled. They feel that they have been encircled. Now the death is coming to them. دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They now start praying on Allah and promising him sincere and total obedience. Oh Allah, just deliver us from this. And then we shall worship you. And you so we shall give all that we have in alms and charities. And we will be very pious and righteous people. We shall lead very simple life. Everything. Because now death was in front of them. لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If you deliver us and save us from this, then we shall become very pious and grateful people. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Now they are insolent and rebellious in the land without any right that they have. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. All your rebellion against us is actually upon your own selves. You are ruining yourselves. You will be doomed. You will be thrown in the fire of hell. Innama baghyukum ala anfusikum mata'a al-hayati dunya. And what is this? This life of this world is just, you know, some material of enjoyment, temporary enjoyment. So ثم الينا مرجعكم then to us is your return فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون and then we shall inform everybody what he had been doing انما مثل الحياه الدنيا كما انزل الله من السماء فاختلط به نبات الارض مما ياكل الناس والانعام Verily, the similitude of this life, of this world, is like water which we send down from the sky. فَاخْتَلَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ Then the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, comes out. مِمَّا يَاكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ Which is eaten by people as well as an arm, cattle. You know, the land was lying dormant. No signs of life, no greenery, nothing of the sort. Rain falls. Now what was inherent in the earth, it has come out. The vegetation, the potential that was inherent in the land, it has come out. And from this the animals as well as the humans, they are eating. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا Until when the earth puts all its ornaments, and is adorned. Now you know this vegetation, greenery. Now this earth is looking beautiful. Before that, it was barren. No beauty, no greenery. Now you might see flowers were there. A red flower, a yellow flower. So actually what has happened to this earth? Now this earth has become adorned. And it has actually, it has put on ornaments. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا And its masters, they think that now they have all the power over it. Our harvest is ready, our crop is ready, and tomorrow we shall start harvesting. Now everything is with us. They are rejoicing. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا Suddenly our command comes to this crop. Either during the night or during the day. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا And we make it as if it has been reaped already. No, they can't reap anything now. It is all gone. كَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِلَمْ As if it didn't even exist yesterday. This is what happened to the nations. They were just destroyed as if كَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا As if they never lived here. Where are the Aad and the Samud? You know, when the destruction from Allah came to them, they became as if they never lived the earth. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ In this way, we detail our revelations for those people who ponder and who reflect. Now, what is the simile in it? Earth lying dead. Water comes. It becomes alive. The seeds were there in the earth. They sprout. The same way, after your death, you will be buried in the land. Your seed will be there. Command of Allah will come, and you will come out. So actually, this is the life here, and that will be the life hereafter. So there is this similarity. وَاللَّهُ يَدُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ And Allah is calling you towards the house of peace. دَارُ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And he guides whosoever likes or whomsoever he likes. I told you, this man Yasha can go both ways. He guides whosoever likes to the right path, to the straight path. Who wants to go to the right path, Allah guides him. And to whomsoever he likes, Allah guides him. So man Yasha goes both ways. We usually think it is only on the side of Allah. It can be interpreted in that way also. Allah chooses whosoever he likes, if he leads him to the right path. But actually his condition is that you must also be intending to go to the right path. Only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you. So this is both ways. وَاللَّهُ يَدُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ He guides to the right path whosoever he likes or whosoever likes to be guided. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى Those who are doing good deeds. For them is the best. Ahsanu husna. Husna is ahsan. Oneness of ahsan. Feminine of ahsan. Whosoever is doing good deeds, for him will be the best. Allah will reward more. It will be the best. Wa ziyada. And he will increase. From his own bounty, he will add. وَلَا يَرْحَقُ وَجُوهُهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةٌ. And their faces will not be covered on the day of judgment by any ignominy, abasement, or any darkness. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. They are the people of the garden, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And therein they will abide forever. وَالَّذِينَ قَسَمُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. As for those who earned ill deeds, evils, جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا. The reward or punishment of the ill deed is equal to the deed, not more. For hasana, yudhaf, he will get better and more. But for sayya, the same amount. But tarhaquhum lillah. And humiliation will cover their faces. When they'll be standing before their Lord, humiliation and abasement will appear from their faces. Ma lahum min dunillahi min aasim. There will be none who could save them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَانَّمَا أُفْيَتْ وُجُوهُمْ قِطَمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُزْمِمًا. And it will be as if their faces were covered with strips of night, pitch dark. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are the people of the fire and they will dwell in it forever. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا مَكَانَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاؤُكُمْ. And just remember in the call the day when we shall gather them all. And then we shall say to these people who associated others with me, مَكَانَكُمْ مَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاؤُكُمْ. At your places, you and all those whom you worshipped, whom you associated with us. فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. And we shall split between them. No relationships will be made between them. وَقَالَ شُرَكَاهُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And whom they had associated with Allah, they will say, proclaim, oh no, you were not worshipping us. Don't blame us. Don't make us ashamed in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were worshipping us. Now who are they? The angels? The mushrikeen of Arab thought, the angels are the doctrine of Allah. And they had made their deities in the feminine names, Lat, Uzza, Manat. Christians say, Jesus is son of Allah. And he is the intercessor. Whosoever believes in him, in all his sins, they are pardoned and condoned. In the same way, the prophets, then Ya Allah, the saints, they will intercede. They show reverence to them. They go to their graves. They go round about their graves and so on. They are doing it. All these will say, no, no, no. We are buried from you. We are kept absolutely free from you. They will disown them. فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَقَالَ شُرَكَاؤُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. No, you are not worshipping us. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is sufficient as a witness between you and us. إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. We were absolutely ignorant that you were worshipping us. We never knew. Jesus would say it. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani would say it. I never knew you are calling me to help you. I never knew. So this is actually which is given here. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشَرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا مَكَانَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاؤُكُمْ. فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَقَالَ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِن كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. They were absolutely ignorant of your worship. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. At that time, every soul will be acquainted fully of what she had sent for itself. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. And they will be returned to Allah, their Lord, the true Lord. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And all the concoctions and all the forgery and all these, you know, shirk that they were doing, it will just vanish away. Just go with the wind. It will just disappear. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now these are those questions. Ask them, who gives you provisions and food from the sky as well as from the land? Water comes and land gives its vegetation. So you are being fed, you are being provided from both the sides. أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ. of who is the one who controls your seeing and hearing, all these faculties. Control of whom? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. And who is that who takes out from the dead living thing? This land was dead. Plants are living. They are coming out from the dead. Don't you see it? مَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Land was dead. And living plants coming out of it. وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And he is who brings out dead from the living. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. And who is ordaining all these affairs, controlling all these affairs? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They will say, surely, all these things belong to Allah. He is al-fa'ilul haqiqi. La fa'ila fil haqiqati. وَلَا مُوَصِّلَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That was the advice given by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani to his son, the departing advice. Oh my son, keep it in mind. There is no who can do anything fil haqiqa. Nothing which can have any effect fil haqiqa. Illa Allah. No effect in anything. No power to do anything. In anyone. Without Allah's permission. La quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La fa'ila fil haqiqati. It appears that I have gifted this. But really, it's not me. I intended to do it. But actually Allah made me gift it. So He is gifting. So actually, fa'il fil haqiqa is only Allah. That is why, you know, in our aqidah, dogma, we say, al-insanu kasibul amal. Wal-khaliqul amal huwa Allah. Man is the earner of the deeds due to his intentions. But no action can be created by man. Creator of all the actions is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are kafirs only. We earn due to our intentions. If the intentions are good, we are to be rewarded. If the intentions are bad, we will be brought to the book. We will be punished. But we can't do anything on our own. It's not in our powers, beyond our powers. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَقُلَ فَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Then why? Don't you save yourselves. Don't have taqwa of Allah. When you admit that all these things are being done by Allah. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. So such is you, Allah, your Lord. The true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. So after truth, beyond truth, what is there? Except error. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. So where are you being turned away? كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا. Thus has the word of your Lord proved true against these who transgress. أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That they will not come to believe. قُلْ هَمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَبْدَوْ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. The same thing being repeated. Ask them. Is there anyone from amongst your associates whom you are associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who originates the creation and then repeat? قُلِ اللَّهُ يَبْدَوْ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يَعُودُ. Allah does it. Allah originates and then repeats. فَأَنَّا تُفَكُونَ. From where are you being converted? قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Ask them. Is there any associate of yours who can guide to the right path, who can guide to the truth? قُلِ اللَّهُ يَعْمِي لِلْحَقِّ. Tell them, it's only Allah who guides to the truth. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَى أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى. Now ask them, is that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who guides to the truth, more rightful, more deserving, that he should be followed, ayyuttama, amman la yahdi, or the one who cannot have the guidance himself, illa yuhda, unless he is guided. All the creatures need guidance. Muhammad needed guidance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. Who guided you? Allah found you that you were searching the truth. You wanted to know the truth. You were meditating. You were thinking. You were reflecting. In the cave of Hira, you found. You want to know the truth. Did he guide you? So all the messengers of Allah got the guidance from Allah. All the angels of Allah got the guidance from Allah. Now this word Yahiddi, actually this is the changed form of Yahtadi. This is, you know, it's kind of Arabic language. Two letters becomes amalgamated. Ta and Dal, Yahtadi, Yahtadi, Ta and Dal, they have been amalgamated. Yahiddi. So Dal has been Mushaddad, made Mushaddad twice. Afaman Yahdi al-Haq. On the one side is Allah who guides you to the truth. On the other side are all the others who cannot have the guidance themselves unless they are guided. Now who should be followed? أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَى أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا يُهْدَى فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What has happened to you? What judgment are you giving? فَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنًّا. And all, if not all, the majority of them are not following except conjectures. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. And no conjecture is of any avail regarding the truth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah very well knows what you are doing. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And this Quran is not such a thing which could be composed by anyone other than Allah. مَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Look to this Quran, look to its beauty. It is not such a thing that could be composed by anybody else except Allah. وَلَاكِنْ تَفْيِيقًا لَذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It is a confirmation of that which is present before it. That is Torah and Injil. But تَفْيِيل الْكِتَاب. And it has all the details of the law. I told you this word kitab mostly it indicates law. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. And there is no doubt about it. مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is from the Lord of all the worlds. هَمْ يَقُولُ الْأَفْتَرَى. Are they saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has composed it, folded it? He has himself composed Quran. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. Ask them to bring forth even one surah like it. And surah can be as small as Suratul Asr. As small as Suratul Kawthar. As small as Suratul Nasr. These three surahs of the Quran consist of three ayat only. One ayah, wal asr. This is one ayah. This is the open challenge Quran has shown. We have found it in Suratul Baqarah. فَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ لِرَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَاتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. But you shall find this challenge thrice in the Bakri surah. In this surah, in Surah Hud and Surah Bani Israel. Thrice this challenge was thrown to them in the Makki surahs, and then it was repeated in the Madani surah. فَاتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَدُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And call upon all of them whom you can call for your help. Leaving alone Allah. Leaving aside Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are really true. Now this is a very piercing and sucky question. Telling them, you are not sincere in saying this. From the depths of your heart, you believe that this is divine. This is not human. These words are divine, not human. But because you have to make them excuses, you are saying that it has been composed by Muhammad. If you are really in doubt, then you try and accept the challenge. Call all the poets and all the orators and all those things. Not only men, also the jinns. Call them. And try to compose only one surah like Quran. If you are really in doubt. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.